There is a common scene that plays out in a lot of movies. You see a group of advisors usually gathered around a big table, a conference table of some kind, and they're dealing with some problem. In the movies, it's of enormous significance almost always. And so this group of advisors, they engage in their discussion, their debate, their argument, and they arrive usually at some suggestion. And then everyone looks at the leader. What's the leader going to do? Now that everything has been laid out there, everyone waits for the word of their leaders. And then when the leader says yes, or go, or fire, or make it so, or whatever the case may call for, action happens. People begin to engage because the leader has spoken. There's a lot of power in the word of that leader. And then you wait and see how it plays up. You learn whether the suggestion that was taken is successful or not. There's great power in our words, and we understand this in a dramatic setting like we might see in a movie, but it's true in our day-to-day lives as well. Think about the power of the words we use. When friends haven't seen each other for a long time, their words have power to rekindle friendship, to help love grow. Think about the power of our words when we criticize, when we forgive, when we compliment. Even the power of words when parents say, "Because I said so." Whether we like it or not, it is a word that has power to affect our lives. It was to emphasize the power of word that I sent out an email to the parish on Friday, recommending to read the Bible. Because in the Scriptures, we have the Word. The Scriptures go to great pain to speak about the fact that God comes to us as Word, that God's Word has power, and no Word has more power than that spoken by God. This is important to understand our Gospel passage for today as well. This famous story of Jesus walking along with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, this has long been seen by the Catholic Church as a symbol of the Mass itself. Because in this Scripture passage, we have both Word and food. Scripture and Eucharist. The heart of what we celebrate every time we gather around the altar and we are fed by the Word and the Body of our Lord. Now, these disciples in the story, they only come to recognize Jesus at the very end, only in the breaking of the bread, and so it emphasizes the power of the Eucharist. When we receive the bread blessed and broken by our Lord, when we are fed by His own body, we can awaken to the reality of who He is. But this passage also points out the fact that before their eyes were awakened, already their hearts were stirring within them. Already they described it as a burning inside of them because Jesus spoke and opened the Scriptures for them. The movement of the power of God already at work. And when that word was joined to that bread, they experience the power of the risen Lord and the life that He brings. Now, like most things during these days of coronavirus, I look at what's happening through a particular lens. I read the Scriptures in light of the challenges that we face because of this pandemic. And so with this lens of the coronavirus, I see us like these disciples, described at the beginning as walking along downcast, saddened by what they knew had happened, by the loss of Jesus. They are not quite yet to the breaking of the bread, and as they are uncertain about the path that they are on, the feeling that overwhelms them is this downcast sense of loss. But even as they walk downcast, Jesus is with them. They don't recognize Him fully, but as He begins to speak to them, their hearts begin to burn. They begin to feel a stirring of the promise of God because this unrecognized Jesus walks with them and the power of His Word is speaking into their hearts. And so as we wander, the words that Jesus speaks to us point to life and hope. Even if we might struggle to recognize Him alongside of us, the words that He speaks into our hearts right now, they point to the cross, and through the cross, they point to life. Stop to consider the power of God's Word in reality. We know the Bible is God's Word. It's one of those phrases that is so common that we can say it and not really grasp the power of what it means. But it is a word, it is a reality that I hope that we can grasp more fully today. Think about the power of God's Word as it is described to us. In the book of Genesis, it tells us that when God created the universe, He did it by speaking. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God speaks and brings into existence what He desires. It tells us in the Gospel of John that God's Word was always present, telling us, "In the beginning was the Word." But then goes on to say, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." This power of God to create by speaking into existence, to bring into existence what He desires. This is seen in the person of Jesus, and in the mouth of Jesus, the power of God's Word continues to give life. Too often, people consider the Bible to be something like the lessons that God teaches. And not a great deal more than that. Valuable because we want to know how God directs and guides our life. We want to know the lessons of God. So it's valuable. But that settles for too little. I've even described the Bible as God's instruction manual. Again, far too little. Because when God speaks, God creates. It is much more than just instructions. It's life itself. Think of the times when this Word made flesh and dwelling among us speaks. This Jesus that was always there from the beginning, this Word of God, says things like, "I do will it, be made clean. Rise, take up your mat." And the man gets up and walks. The power of the Word of God to give life, to restore, to bring about God's deepest desire for us in our lives. The Word of Scripture can bring about in you what God desires. But this God who spoke creation into existence, when He decided to speak us into existence, He made us different. Because unlike all the rest of creation, we who were brought into existence by God, we can resist the Creator. We can turn away His Word and prevent it from the power that He desires in our lives. And so again, I refer to the letter that I sent to the parish on Friday. If you are watching and not from Christ the King Parish, you can find the letter on the website if you are interested. But in that letter, I shared what the Church teaches about God's Word. From the Vatican II document, De Verbum, in paragraph number 21, we hear this extraordinary definition of what the Word of God means. It tells us that in the Scriptures, the Father in heaven meets His children with great love and speaks to them. The Father in heaven meets His children in the Scriptures. This Word has the force and power of God's Word. It is the support and energy of the Church. Everything that we are doing hinges on this power that God brings into our lives by His Word. It tells us that this Word is the strength and faith of the sons and daughters of God. Our strength and our faith found in God's Word. It describes it as food for the soul, as the everlasting source of the spiritual life. So when you hold your Bible in your hand, is that how you would describe it? Would you describe it as this is the way that my Father meets me, that my Father speaks to me, strengthens my faith, feeds my soul. This is the source of this life and everlasting life. Is that what you think when you take the Bible in your hand? If not, you are settling for too little. God has much more in store when you recognize in those pages His Word. Not just His instructions, not just stories about what God did once upon a time, but God's Word that speaks life today. And so as our journey under the coronavirus continues, probably better described as our journey drags on, we might feel downcast. But picture yourself on that road to Emmaus. Even being downcast, the Lord comes and walks alongside, even if you don't quite recognize Him. Hear His voice. Let it begin to burn in your heart. And when this journey comes to an end, and we can once again recognize Him in the breaking of the bread, when we can once again bring together the power of Word and sacrament, then we will receive the life that He wants for us. The desire of God can be spoken into our hearts. And so take up your Bible and let God speak life into your soul.